We have here Parshas Vayeshev is the transition of Yaakov to Yosef, Yosef and the brothers, and so on. So it says that Yaakov, Ela told us Yaakov's Yosef. So it has a few pshatim. In other words, why Yosef is the Ikar Toldos of Yaakov. So it says, Medrash Agada Torah, Tola Akosav Toldos Yaakov Yosef, Kamet Vorem. So far, in other words, the Iker was Rachel, Rachel's Kares Habayis, and the children from Rachel, the Iker. Okay, that makes sense. Kol Mashir Li Yaakov Li Yosef, also. Zenistam, Zenistam. But in the middle, it says, Shehoya Ziv Ikunel Shah Yosef Doimeloi. That Yosef was the Iker because Ziv Ikunel was Doimeloi. That his Tzura Chitzonius was doima to him is very, very strange. It's very likely. People have children look like them. But to say that the Pasuk is telling me that this Ikar Toldos is because he looks like him, what are we talking about? It's one thing if he has the same tzara, so the pshat is somehow the hashgacha is being threaded. The Ikar, Yaakov held of Yosef, is being mochashev, like it says later, he's a bar hakimin, that's why he wanted Rachel, because she was mochashev. Okay, those are nyanim that at least we understand lefi erech and nyanim, why he would be the Ikar Toldos. But to say that because he looked like him, that was it, because his zivikun was daimeloid, very, very strange. You also find later on, it says by Yosef, "Vayayoyim, vayov Yosef lasis malachtoi." So some machlokes in the Gemara, Rav and Shmuel, whether malachtoi is meleches is malachtoi mamish or tzrochav, or did he come to do an avera, or was he going to do what he had to do? Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. So I saw the pre-Aretz, that's Remendel Vitebsky asks, if you hold that he came to do an Avera, so the Gemara says that Yosef Mechayev es HaRishoyim. So what's the Mechayev es HaRishoyim? Lemaisa, at the end of the day, he was going to do it. It says Betzim he came to an Avera, but Tumus Yukna of his father was something that was in Niraloi, and that's why he stopped doing the Avera. So Ki'ilu, there wasn't anything in his own schus that stopped it. It was something that was totally in his father. Ki'ilu, some pu'ula, something of his father. So where's Yosef the model for being Mechayev Rishoyim? It's like I always thought by Yeshua, it says that Moshe was Mispala on him. So Ikolev is somebody that the Pshat is Ruach Acharas Hoyseh by he himself understood to be different. Yeshua was a product of Moshe, so in as much as he's a Talmud of Moshe, there's a Cheshivas did. But Lamaisa, it's Moshe Rabbeinu's doing, it's not Yeshua's doing. Here also, Yosef HaTzadik really had no, out of his own, he didn't refrain from doing the Avera. It's just that Yaakov somehow interjected and stopped him. The Yosef over here, he's called the Baal HaChalomos, and Lamaisa, that is, at the end of the day, he is the Baal HaChalomos. In other words, he came and told him a chalom that he had. He then was saved by a chalom, and so on. So he did have a certain koyach and chalomos that was unique to him. It's hard to say that was just kind of a side inyan of something which, you know, b'mikri happened to have this also, it came to good use. It's something that is the core to what Yosef is. So the koyach of chaloimis, we understand chaloimis to be nevuah of sorts. So a Kadosh Baruch Hu chooses to give a nevuah to a person. But so you're a tzaddik because of something else, that's where you get a nevuah. The koyach to be poisach chaloimis, we're not quite sure what that is. In the Gemara, it's mashma, it's a chachma of some sort. So the fact that he could be oimer in other people's chaloimis, but b'chol zeis it's mashma that it's because of his being a bala chaloimis. We once spoke about it mitzad the tzitzkis, that somebody who is not somebody whose machshavas are not tohor, then he can't be oimer on the psoilis and the tevin and the bar of the chaloimis, and it's the testimony to his tzitzkis and so on. It's kohadimian and so on. I'd like to try to understand. It's true, obviously. It's true that a person who's, you know, it says that much of chaloimis abom hirhura yoim. So a person who's involved in hirhura yoim, obviously, is going to have problems. His chaloimis is not going to be emes. He won't be oimer on emes and chaloimis. So yes, it needs that. But if I say there's also some sort of koyach over here of chaloimis, besides the fact that Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to be mashpia information through a chalom, like a nevuah, there's also something about the person, some sort of attribute that we'll call bala chaloimis. So there's a Rebbeinu Bechaya here. Rebbeinu Bechaya says something that is very, very cryptic. He speaks about the different inyanim of Yaakov, Elotol, Yaakov Yosef. He brings the drashas of Chazal, Ibderach HaMedrish, Kedarka, he brings all the different inyanim. And then he says, Vaderach HaKabbalah, Yaakov Yosef, Yaakov hu akruv, v'chein Yosef. That Elot told us Yaakov Yosef, they are the seir of the two kruvim. The Gemara says in Sukkah, "Hainu kruv, hainu adam." It says that in Yecheskel that the pnei kruv, the four tzuris on the around the kisa covers, aridas, and neshed, as adam, as kruv. So the Gemara asks, "Hainu kruv, hainu adam." Kruv and Adam are the same. Kruv is a human face, a human-like face. So Chazal say that it's api ravivi v'api zutri. It's a grown-up face and a young face. So the grown-up face is Adam. The young face is the Kruv. V'chol echad mem nikra na'ar. And both of them are called na'ar. So both of them are called Nar, and each one of them is, and the reason is because Nar is taiched as being Ravya, so Kruvim are called a Nar, that's Pashit, where Adam is, so I guess the fact that he has the name Kruv must mean that there's some element of Nairus, so both of them have a common denominator being a Nar, and yet one is grown up and one is young. Very, very strange. These two are the ones that are ki'ilu, the soid of Adam and of Kruv. It's interesting as a remez. It says that in the two parashas in Yecheskel, the tzura was mishtane. In the first parasha, there was a shoyer, and it says that he was mispalel because the shorim is reminiscent of Chet Egel. It was nishtana to a kruv from a shor. Yosef is called b'choyer shor hodoloi. Yosef is called shor, and that's the one that was nishtana to kruv. So it does very much sound like it. And Yaakov is tzuras Adam, he's doimet to tzuras Adam. So some remiza about this, but b'choloifin, what's the pshat that these are the two kruvim? This is this bechina. Very, very hard to understand. He's explaining the relationship of Yaakov and Yosef between themselves, and the relationship of Yaakov and Yosef together towards Klal Yisrael. That's better what he's saying. He's saying these are bechina of the kruvim, and there's a kruv, api ravivir and api zutra. There's a big tzura and a small tzura, and b'meila, that's Yaakov and that's Yosef. So what exactly are you referring to? What do we mean here? What are we talking about over here? So Maral says in Beragola, it says in Chedush Agoras also, the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, Daf Gimel, it says, Umechichorav Beis HaMikdash, the lekas choik lefan of my Ovid. The Gemara is one of these extraordinarily deep Gemaras, speaks about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's quote-unquote Seder Ayoyim, and it says that after the Churban Beis HaMikdash, since HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there's no more schoik lefanav, what does he do instead of schoik? So it says, Yoshiv umalamed Torah l'tinoikash beis rabban. He sits and teaches Torah l'tinoikash beis rabban. That's the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. The Maral explains, what does it mean he teaches Torah to Tinoikash beis rabban? Why? Well, why Tinoikash beis rabban? So the Maral explains that I'm going to explain a little bit more the Eifin. It says there are relationships of different types in terms of a kesha. So two people that are equal, lemoshel two talmid chachamim are mechadid in zeh balacha. Two talmid chachamim that fight and argue in Torah, they come out, both of them gaining, because they're mechadded each other. It's the impact. It's me testing my strongest point against his strongest defense, and we go back and forth, and the emes comes out because of the jousting of the two. And that's why it chavalabadim tamichama oisik are oisik bad. It's the metapshin. They become less chachamim because real chachma is when you have two chachmas and two chachamim coming from different angles in the clash between them, you get to the emes. That's a mahalach of that. A similar mahalach that would be. It says ein chacham miskane ein gibor miskane ele gibor chaveri. That the person that arouses the most kinna is somebody who's your equal. So it arouses a kinna, it arouses a hisnatzchus, where we fight each other, we argue with each other, and that is moiled a certain emes, and b'seif nasa oyavim. Because the derech of chachma is that once I'm oymer emes, that other person oymer and emes, together we come to a common emes. That becomes the kesh of between us and that's mechabras as well. Nasa svoyev besufa, they become oyevim besayif. There's another relationship. The relationship of a rav to a talmid is a relationship where the talmid is kulei mekabel and the Rav is Kulei Mashpia. So in that relationship, it's Yosef Mashegel Roitzelina Kaparitzelahonik. There's a Chibur, even Bishas, the process of learning, there's a Chibur, because it's Be'etzim, the Mekabel, the Mashpia and the Mekabel are Be'etzim, they are Be'etzim one. Because since being a mashpia is a tzorech, so to speak, of a mashpia, not tzorech when we speak about the Rebbeinu Shlomo, but b'cholifin he put himself down as a parah that's being meinik. So the parah's hanukkah and the eagle's yinika come together as one, and there's a chibur even mishas maisa. So you have two ways in which you can have chibur between two entities. One is in the oifin of misnatzchin, of tamir chachamim that are equal, that are chaverim, and they gain from the fact that each one is mekane the other one, the kin asayfim shaboy. Each one tries to mashpi as hard as he can. Each one tries to say his point, makes his point as strong as he can. And in the clash, you come out with an emes that's meshutif to both of them. Your point stands over here, my point stands over here. Together, we're markiv a binyan that stands well. That's the chavrus, the chavashaft. Then there's the kesha of mashpia to mushpa. to purr an eagle, and that's requires somebody that's kula oimet to be yoinik, and that's his tzura. Let's add another knach to it. When a person nurses an animal, a person milk can nurse other animals to a large degree. So, Lamosha, we drink cow's milk. We don't become cows because of it. We take what we can. You can drink the goat's milk, and you don't become a goat. You take what you can, and so you'll say that the goat's milk is 80% suitable for human needs. Doesn't have everything and has extra. That would be true of any time you have a cross between the manic and the yoinic. If let's say when you have a purr as being manic and eagle, so kol kuloi, every drop of what the purr is being manic is going into the tsura of the eagle. Let's bring the muscle over to the inyan of learning and so on. If let's say there's a rav, there's something called in halacha a rav muvhak, rabbi muvhak, which is not always easy to define. Somebody can learn rav chachmasai. But there's a lot of times I need to ask somebody a shayla in a certain prat, and this person is the world's baki on X. This person was baki on Y. He understands targum best. He understands this best, that best, the other thing. So I ask him, and I learn from him. But I can't call that relationship a relationship of the eagle and the para, because the tsura seifis that I want to get is not that person. So that person, every person, besides particular information, there's a tsura klolus, saimitzad de gavra, and saimitzad de chachma. Person has a certain tsura of understanding, a shmeitzer. I don't wish to get that tzura. I wish to have particular nekudas, or in particular areas this person's way of thinking strikes me as being right. And so I take those pieces. So I don't see that tzura as being the tzura that I want to strive for. But let's say a person is a rabbi muvhak. So the pshat is, I want to have that tzura. The gavra, the person, this is the tzura's adam that I want to grow into. And also mitzad the chachma shaboy. This is the derech that I want to pick up. This is the mahalach, the understanding I want to pick up. So you have a relationship that's possible to have totally, to say, this is the tzura I want, and I need to keep developing my tzura. That relationship is cotton and gadol. Lemashal, imagine I have it's something that I'm trying to grow. I'm trying to build something like to look exactly like the other building. So I have the picture of the other building in front of me, and I keep adding the pieces to get to that. So Godel, so what I have now is a small house, a smaller version of that. It has only foundation, it's only first floor, it has the floor doesn't have this. What I have is a ze'er, it's a miniature of it, and it is waiting to grow into that. That's the relationship of Zutra and Ravrisa in terms of big and small. So big and small means there's no chilik in the tzura. It's the same tzura. The chilik is poshet in has it gotten there yet or not. Like if I take a small balloon, I blow it up, it's like the big balloon. That's all. This balloon is small, it only has X amount in it, and we'll fill it in front of that. So if we ask ourselves, in the world of Ruchnius, what is the tzura of Rav and Talmud, Mashpia Mushpa, or Ololin and Olilin, Olol, the way Dumeral calls it, the Nafkimina is going to be that way. It's the Tzura I'm looking for, and I need to keep getting so that I become that. So Maral says over there in that Gemara in that Agadita and Avodah Zarah that in if once the bias is Charev, the only place where Kadosh Baruch Hu is mischabed to the Bria is as a Mashpia and Mushpa. In the Tzura of the Limud of Tinoges Reis Rabban, he says they are Kulei Mekabel and not Mashpiyim. B'meila the Chibur is total. In the Tzuras Halimud of some of the Gilei Ra, you find a musig that's called Mesifta Rekia. Leba Shemayim he, what does he say? What does he say? All of those are expressions of the fact that the Hashpo HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes in the context of Leba Shemayim he, and it's a sort of a hisnakshus of this is what he holds, this is what Rebami Bni holds, Rasi Bni holds, this is, you know, each one what he holds. Masha Einkein, the Tzura of Rabban, Akula Mekablim, and Mimel de Chibur Shalom. That's the only thing HaKadosh Baruch Hu has in that world. That's the way Ra'al explains that Chazal. If we're to ask ourselves, you have the Avis, and the Avis are the Mashpiyim of Klal Yisrael. The Avis are the ones who were Mashpiyah of themselves, of them and their Midas, to Klal Yisrael. The head of Klal Yisrael, the head of the Bani, what should he look like? What should be his demus? And the answer is a makabel. So the mashal, for a person, if a person wants to set up a good learning matzav, a good classroom matzav, so you need a rebbe who's a very good mashpia, and you need the lead talmud is not the one that's an associate rebbe, but he's the one that is most makabel. He's the one who listens most intently and is most interested in learning it. The tzura of the mekabel is a person who's kol kolei mekabel, and the only way you could be kol kolei mekabel is if the tzura klolos you've made like him, and you're the cotton, he's the gadol. So the zivul kunin of Yosef Atzadik that's doimer to Yaakov is because the zivi kunin is adrabe. If a zivi kunin not be doima, so that means he's not a makabel to Yaakov. He's his own thing, but he takes from Yaakov. It says it says by that Akash Baruch made a nace that Yitzchak should look like Avram, because the Litzanim said that from Avshalom, he came from Avimelech. So the Velt asks, that's not such a nace that a child should look like a father. So the Velt says, Svaram say that a person's features express his midas. There's a strong, determined person, an easy, accessible person. Each person has a different surah, and the midas express themselves on the person's face for sure. Yitzchak was extremely different than Avram's midas. It's a very different midas, and it wasn't. That's a nace that is zivikun should be daima. But al kopanim, the signet had the zivikunin of Yosef, the zivikunin of the Shvatim. Each one was somewhat different, so each one got from Yaakov. But the only one whose tzura was that my model is Yaakov, then that was Yosef. And that's why his zivi kunin was like him, but he was the mekabel and he was the mashpia. And that's why his chibur and dibuk was closest to Yosef. That's the teichen of what he says. There's another connection in this, Rabbeinu Bechaya. He says they were both kruvim. And let's understand that point. It says that Yaakov Avinu was the Dmus of Adam, and Adam is Kidmus Adam was on the Kisei. the midah of Yaakov was that Tzuras Adam should be doime to Tzel Malikim. If you ask ourselves what's the core avoid of Adam, the answer is that's the core avoid of Adam. The Rambam, when he speaks about Lachta Bedrachov, he says that, you know, it's basically Mahu Af'ata. Mahu Af'ata, not in particular Maisim, it's in the whole Tzura. He would talk about Deos, what that he calls, which we will call Midas. He talks about the klolius behavior of the person. Racham Chanan, I'm not talking about specific Maisim Mitzvahs only. I'm talking about a klolistic approach. So Mahu Af'ata is the core of Avodas Hashem. The Rambam places it right after the mitzvah of the basic mitzvahs of Emunah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right after the Torah, before he gets to any Maisa mitzvahs, really, he's talking about Mahu Af'ata. That's the klolistic description of all of Avodas Hashem. That a person be doimet to the Tzur of HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'kol Yusay, and that's Tzuras Adam that has to be doimet to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the two dominant Tzuras in Klal Yisrael, the Kruvim, are a Bria that is doimet to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the element of being doimet to Lamala, in it to be doing it to something. It's very letters kiravia. It's like a nar. You know, it's both the kafadimian and ravia means I'm growing. So the kruvim is the world in the tsura of looking to be mahu afato. That's what kruvim are. And in so Adam Arishin is dmus yotne kaviyachol. Yaakov is like the mus, the shufa of Yaakov is like Adam, and Yosef look klapi Yaakov is the one that wants to shtel tzu to that inyan of the mus of the mus lamala. That's the meaning of what Rabbi Nebuchadnezzar says, that they're both kruvim, and this is a ravia. This is it's both of them have a common denominator of being kruvim, of being like, and one is doyma to the other. It says also, and that's what he says. It says about Yaakovinu nar Yisrael ve'oyhavehu. Yisrael, Yaakov Yisrael is a nar, and that's where Hakadosh Baruch Hu was oyev, and Yosef is called a nar. Both of them are called nar. One klapi the other is again a darga of ravivri to zuti, of big to small. That's the hashva between the two. That koyach is called, that koyach is most expressed in what we call koach hadimyon. Koach hadimyon is the ability for a person to be medame milsa le milsa. And let's understand a little bit about that koyach. Koyach adimyon gets usually a bad rap. It's usually the bad koyach in a person. And it is. It's the most misleading. But the koyach emes says, I take a look at somebody else and I say, I don't hold a candle to him. This person knows Kol HaTorah Kula. He's lives in a different world. He's a hero, and everything about him is la'ein erech mochashu demi. That's the koyach of seichel. That's mechalik. It says it's no tzushtel. Koyach hamedames says, I can be like him. Anytime a person has an ambition, he starts with a picture. A person wants to be a big gvir. He wants to be a big oisher. It starts with seeing in front of and seeing people that are very wealthy, and he himself has $10 to his name, but he somehow sees that those $10 can be used some way where he could become that gevir. So anytime a person is shayef for something that's beyond him, it starts with a certain koyach hadimyon. He says, wow, this is a tzura, and he's medame his tzura to that tzura. That's what the person does. And therefore the koyach hadimyon is what takes a person beyond where he is. It can be extremely dangerous because l'mashal, most people, you know, they'll invest money because they have a dimion of being wealthy, and they'll bury it because Seichel didn't provide a proper criticism that doesn't make any sense and it's not shayach and so on. But Seichel itself is dead. You know, I can analyze what I have and how much more you have than I have. I can say, yeah, I'm a nobody and you're a goy nadir and a tzaddik and so on. But dimion says you're a small Goyen, you're a small tzaddik. You know one perek, and from one perek you can know two, and from two, three, and three, four, and so on and so forth. That's koyach hadimyon. Yosef was koyach hadimyon. Koyach hadimyon is that he is able to take a tzura and hold it in front of his eyes and be medamet. Chaloimis come dafka through koyach hadimyon. So even though a cholam comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but like the Sfarim said, Ramchal is mentioned, others, it's a cholam is only shayach through the medium of dimyan. You need to have a platform on which nevuah comes. So Moshe Rabbeinu's nevuah is a spaklayim ira. That's one of a kind ever. Any other nevuah has to come through koach hadimyan. And a person who's not medamet tsur leyoitzra, Chazal say gdol neviim she medamim tsur leyoitzra, they're able to compare the creator to what's created. Without that koyach hadimyon, person not shayach to the world of nevuah. He's shayach to the world of chachma, not to nevuah. Yosef atzadik was shayach to the koyach of dimyon because that was his knech. And therefore he was, it's an incredible double knot with Yaakov. He's doima to Yaakov in the fact that Yaakov's mida is to be doima. Yaakov's mida is mahu af ato, and that's called the derech, the Rama says that's the derech of Yaakov, that he's the dimyan of mahu af ato. His dmust yukno is the most closest to Tzel Malakim since Adam. He's a reflection of Adam. So Yaakov Avinu's mida, mitzaris is midas kiyadua, that his mida is to be a me'ain of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's anhagis. That's a shleimus that lies. Avram Yitzchak, each one took a particular section of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's anhagis and excelled in that. Yaakov try to look at the picture, the big picture, so to speak, and that's how he set his own demus. Yosef set his whole metzias as a nar, as somebody who's looking to be the tzura of that person, and so Yosef is the one that has that. He's the kruv that faces the kruv. The ze'er and zutri. The apizutri in a kruv is a mile in a kruv, because since the whole tzur of the kruv is to be like a gadol, is already set in some ways, a cotton is still waiting to become, and the mele, that's sort of the essence of the essence of Yaakov's mida. I think that's the pshat in the Chazal. That, you know, that vayavai bais lasim lachtoi, we asked what the shaila of lemaisa, why would that become a dogma to be mechayev rishoyim? So the answer is adrabba. Every person has, when I say this, the person is a tzaddik, and even though he has temptations, he has certain inyanim that he wasn't nichshel, he was misgaben his yetzer. How is a person misgaben his yetzer? So there are different mahalchim. One person thinks of Gehenim. The Ramchal in Sozer Sharm, his Aleph Beis Sozer Sharm, is that every type of person needs a hisboininess that's uniquely shayach to his mitzias. So Shleimim and the Pchusim and the Hamoin, everyone. So five people held themselves in from doing an Avera. Each one came different. One saw the Eisha Gehenim. One saw the Gevalik Gan Eden. One thought of the fact that Hakadosh Baruch Hu is going to be unhappy with him. One thought of the fact that he's going to lose his is this that. Different motivations. Yosef's motivation, what kept Yosef doing Avera, is the dmus tyukna of the aviv that he had in front of him. It wasn't Yaakov's projection. Yaakov was sitting and projecting himself. Yosef lived with Yaakov's image in front of him. Yosef's koyach hadimyon held. It says a person should always be mitzayah de bala shmua kilo imed lefanav. That's not it. It's not a skula. It's the pshat is shmuos need to add up to something. And the Bala Shmur is Oymed Lefanav. And therefore, it wasn't a sort of a mikra of some sort. Somebody sort of jumped in to pull him out of a tight spot. He himself, that was his mitzias that he had to Musi Yochan Shaviv. Akaponim, Nitzina Lemedim, that Kali Yisrael has, that this is the junction at which Klal Yisrael reaches a certain shleimus. And there's a whole bunch of nekudas here that we learn from it. The first thing is the tsura shleim, the matara of avoda, the goal for avoda is that a person set a certain paradigm in front of him. Mahu afato, the dmus diuknoi of Adam b'shleimusa b'tifartoi is the core of what Adam is. That's the first thing. It's before we start with anything, we have a certain musyuknoi. A nar, it's interesting. Yosef is portrayed as a nar. There are elements in nar which are chechisaren, like the Rishonim point out, that he didn't realize what achris maisa would be. He didn't realize what would come out of it. But Lemaisa, the Nairus Sheboy is a young person. The Teva is he has a hero of some sort, and an unrealistic expectation of being like that hero, and that's how he grows. So the person has an image in front of him. He does things that are a lot of times overstepping seichel. Beyond what the gvulus of his kohosibus is, and to whatever degree it succeeds, but that's the tsura of a person's growing. If a person doesn't have an image in front of him, then a person has nothing to grow into. If the only person I see in the world is myself, then where's the impetus to become anything else? So Avodas Hashem starts with a certain tsura of what Gadlus Adam is. The mile of a person who's able to have a rav that's Deimel Malach Shem Tzvokis is that he has a tsura to be shayef for. It's something where the person has what to grow into. I'll never have musagim bigger than my rebbeim. Somebody will tell me Ploini Almoini, it's nice. I never saw it. A little bit an echo you have, a person learns the Sfarim, a person learns the Nyanim, sort of some echo of it, but without Chazal says Shimusha is Golmi Lemudai, because Shimusha in the sense of having a tsur of the person of the Baal Shmua is really the most I could be. So if I see somebody who has Shleimus, who has a certain darga of godless, then that's the biggest image that I can hope for. So Tzuras Adam, it starts with having the tzura of what he's shayef for in front of him. Kruv, kiravya, it's interesting. The is something which is that's Tzuras Adam. But there's two in that itself. You have Yaakov, you have Yosef. It's very interesting. We once spoke that Av is the Hemshich of its Aleph and Beis. In other words, you have Sheirish and Hemshich. And that's what an Av is. Av is Mechadika told us an Av needs to have two points. He has to have what to pass on and he has to pass it on. That's Av. Bechayr, Kruv, is all the second letters of the Aleph Beis. Like Bechayr, Bechayr, Kruv, Rechev. Those are all Beis and Kaf and Reish. Those are the twos. It's the Beis. It's the Hemshech. In other words, it's Kol Kulei Hemshech. So the Bechayr, as far as the other children, is the Hemshech. And that's why, so his whole Mohus of Bechayr is, I am being Mamshech, my father. More than all of his other children, for many reasons, he's the Mamshech. In that sense, Yosef took Bechayr. He took that prayer because he was the one whose Dmus Yukna was Daimer. His Mitzias was to be like Yaakov, to be Mamshech Avis. That was what he wanted to do. So even though, and it takes an extraordinary melding of two Kochos and Nefesh that are almost opposite. On the one hand, what drives a person is a personal sense of accomplishment. To bring out myself, but it takes a deep understanding that being Mamshech Avos is the ultimate in my accomplishment. If the Ben Zkunim is someone with Zivi Kunes Doimeloi, means to be able to take that Nekuda and bring it out the way I should bring it out. It takes an understanding that I'm not starting with myself. I'm starting with something else, and yet I'm not just passing on mindlessly. I'm growing into it. It's something I need to grow into. So one part of it is having that. The second part of it is that the person is yoinik. Once he sets that tzur in front of him, once there's the musa, the baal shem in front of him, the person has what to grow into. The person is a ze'er, he's a apizutria, and he's growing into apiravrivi. So the chibur, and ultimately the Gemara says the chibur we have to the Ribbono Shel Olam, to bizman hazeh, is dafka in that oifen. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu is oisik, dafka in Tanoik Shabbos Rabban. It means whoever stalls himself as a Tinek Shabbos Rabban. The person that puts that surah in front of him as a surah to be shayef to, the person sees himself as on the one hand, he understands that if I'm a Ben Avraham Yitzchak of Yaakov, then I have a surah of Yaakov. The surah that I have latent, it's just like when you have a little baby, and he asks himself, what is he going to grow into? You look at the picture of his parents, parents, grandparents. You say he'll look like one of that, one of those. Even though right now he's a tinek ben yoimoy and he looks like nothing, but if you have those surahs, you say to yourself, oh, he's going to look like him. He's going to look like him. He's going to look like him. That's the teva dvarim. He just has to eat more. He has to grow. He has to develop and so on. Understanding that mitzad, Adam is a kruv. That's his mitzias. And is kiravya, he's like a young one, so he has already the tzura doesn't change, the tzura is within him, and the person has to hold that in front of him as the tzura that he's striving for, but the person is cut into a gadol. It I'm kuli mekabel klapet its tzura on top of me, and the relationship, the kruvim pneim zel zeh. And this oifen means when the mekabel is kuli mekabel, then he's mechubah to it. It's klal yisrael takadosh baruch hu, it's us to the daris kadmonim, it's every single person. And if the person understands that he both has what it takes, and it's going to need a lot of development, That's when you have Adam to be in the zivukunin, kaviyochel, of lamala, the koyach of being Adam leolion, the koyach that Adam has to be mizdamet leolion, and the place where the shechina sheira is bein akruvim, when there's a mitzias of a person being kula yoinik, and kaviyochel lamala kula meinik, between the two, that's where you have ashras hashchina. Shabbos.